The sun is sticking around, and so are several misting tents across the Tri-Cities. As of this publication, August 22, Environment Canada has not formally issued a heat warning, but it could be a possibility with temperatures expected to hover around 30°C with humidity in the days ahead. This is set to ring true for inland communities like Port Moody, Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam. The city of Port Moody says it's opening misting tents at various locations to keep local residents and visitors cool amid the incoming stint of warmer weather. Tents will be set up from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. between tomorrow and Friday, August 23rd-26, at the following locations: Kyle Center, 125 Kyle Street; Pioneer Memorial Park, 275 Knowles Street; Rocky Point Park, 2800 Block Murray Street; as well, the Civic Center Galleria, 100 Newport Drive, will also open as a cooling center for those most vulnerable between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. during the same period. If you plan on being outside, Port Moody also suggests taking a stroll through more shaded areas like West Hill, Flavel and Cedarwood Parks, or visit the public library by the Galleria. This story will be updated with Coquitlam and Port Coquitlam Cooling Center information if and when it becomes available. Environment Canada's forecast for the Tri-Cities from August 22 to 26, 2022. By Environment Canada, experts are encouraging everyone to take extra precaution if local residents plan to stay outside for a significant time, noting risks are greater for children, seniors, those who are pregnant and those with chronic illnesses. Side effects of extreme heat include the following: swelling, rash, cramps, fainting, heat exhaustion, heat stroke, worsening of some health conditions. If you think you see someone having a stroke, you're asked to call 911 immediately. Spray parks. Meanwhile, spray parks are also a good place to beat the heat. If you wish to remain outdoors, Port Moody, all open until September from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Ailsa Park, East Hill Park, Rocky Point Park, Coquitlam, all open until September 5 from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Burn Spray Park, push button activated, Cottonwood Spray Park, Galloway Spray Park, push button activated, Mackin Spray Park, push button activated, Norm Staff Spray Park, push button activated, Panorama Spray Park, push button activated, Rochester Spray Park, push button activated, 10 a.m. equals Blue Mountain Spray Park, 10 a.m. equals Town Center Spray Park, push button activated, Port Coquitlam, all open until early September as early as 9 a.m. Castle Park, Lions Park, Port Coquitlam Community Center, Sun Valley Park. Outdoor pools. Each Tri-City community has outdoor pools for residents to jump in and cool down. This includes, in alphabetical order, Blue Mountain Wading Pool, 975 King Albert Street; Coquitlam Centennial Pool, 3050 Chester Street; Port Coquitlam Eagle Ridge Pool, 2689 Guilford Way. Coquitlam, at least 2 lanes open. Admission is $2, cash only, for all ages and all people, even those who don't go in the pool. Robert Hope Pool, 2137 Lamprey Drive; Port Coquitlam Rocky Point Park Pool, 2800 Block Murray Street; Port Moody Spanny Pool, 655 Hillcrest Street, Coquitlam. Admission is $2, cash only, for all ages and all people, even those who don't go in the pool. West Hill Park Pool, 203 West Hill Plural, Port Moody. You can visit each city's respective website for hours, programs and more information. Coquitlam, Port Coquitlam, Port Moody.